Welcome back to NewsRamp Finance for Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Brent prices spike on concerns of prolonged Iran conflict. Brent crude prices surge to a four-year high amid escalating tensions between the U.S. South and Iran, causing concerns about disruptions in global oil supplies. The Strait of Hormuz, a key transit point for 20% of the world's oil, faces potential shipping disruptions. Companies like Berkshire Hathaway Inc. are closely monitoring the situation due to their interests in the energy sector.
Should you buy gold after its price pullback? Gold has pulled back 15% from its peak this year, now trading near $4,700. Despite the decline, experts suggest this could be an entry point for long-term investors. Key factors like inflation, central bank demand, and geopolitical uncertainty remain strong. Whether buying physical gold, gold-linked ETFs, or shares in companies like Collective Mining Limited, investors may find opportunities amidst the market movement.
Citigroup raises AI market forecast to more than $4 trillion. Citigroup has raised its outlook for the global AI sector, pointing to stronger than anticipated uptake by businesses adopting AI-driven tools for software development and automation. The bank highlighted rapid progress among companies like Anthropic, which has posted significant gains in revenue, with specialized firms like Core AI Holdings Inc. putting AI at the center of the products they develop. The growth trajectory forecast by Citigroup now exceeds $4 trillion.
Battery manufacturer KTL has secured $5 billion from investors in Hong Kong, demonstrating strong global interest in clean energy and electric vehicle technology. This significant deal comes as clean technologies gain prominence amidst the oil crisis. Other players in the battery industry, such as QuantumScape Corp., could also witness increased investor attention.
Stonegate updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings Inc. Q126. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings Inc., noting 1Q 26 results below expectations due to Canada and international projects. U.S. South momentum helped offset the shortfall, maintaining core thesis on product momentum and ResMetrics integration. 2Q26 guidance implies a softer near-term trough, with FY26 adjusted EBITDAD pointing to a back-half weighted recovery. Management excludes potential deepwater Gulf of Mexico opportunity in 2026 guidance.
Rock Breaks, McEwen Inc. completes acquisition of Golden Lake Exploration. Rock Breaks, McEwen Inc. completes the acquisition of Golden Lake Exploration, adding the Jewel Ridge projects in Nevada to its Gold Bar Mine complex. The transaction supports McEwen's strategy to expand exploration and extend mine life. Golden Lake shares are expected to be delisted, and the company will cease reporting obligations.
Douglas Group grows sales in Q2 and updates full-year guidance on adjusted EBITDA. Douglas Group reported a 1.1% increase in sales to €949.7 million in Q2. With adjusted EBITDA decreasing by 5.1%, the net result was impacted by impairments on NOCIBE and Parfum Dreams / Niche Duty. The company adjusted its full-year guidance, expecting sales at the lower end of €4.65 to €4.80 billion and an adjusted EBITDA margin of around 16.0%.
Atlas Clear Holdings signs fifth correspondent broker-dealer agreement. Atlas Clear Holdings has signed its fifth correspondent broker-dealer agreement, showcasing the increasing demand for its integrated clearing platform. The new agreement with Wilson Davis & Co., Inc., Atlas Clear's subsidiary, highlights the growing interest in the company's modern infrastructure and scalable solutions. President Craig Reidenhauer notes a shift towards broker-dealers seeking partners with advanced technology and capital markets capabilities, positioning Wilson Davis as a preferred choice in the market.
Data Vault AI, DVLT, announces strategic gold transaction and $150 million plus tokenization program with King Mining Capital. Data Vault AI announced a strategic transaction with King Mining Capital involving an equity stake, a purchase of 20,000 ounces of gold bullion, and a $150 million plus Gold Vault TM tokenization program. This initiative utilizes Data Vault AI's blockchain platform to enable digital ownership of gold-backed assets, aligning the company with mineral asset performance and expanding access to tokenized precious metals tied to royalty streams. Beeline Holdings, BLNES, scales digital lending capabilities with new self-service feature. Beeline Holdings has introduced a new self-service mortgage experience feature, allowing borrowers to explore loan options, model scenarios, and lock interest rates online. The platform's back streamlines the mortgage process, providing customized loan rate options within seconds. Borrowers can progress independently with a digital assistant named Bob, available for guidance, or connect with Beeline loan specialists for assistance.
LaFleur Minerals Inc. secures terms for financing and offtake of gold doré with Trafigura Canada Limited. LaFleur Minerals Inc. secures terms for financing and offtake of gold doré with Trafigura Canada Limited. The Canadian gold developer is set to restart operations at its Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec, with plans to process 750 metric tons per day initially. The company has entered into a term sheet with Trafigura Canada Limited for a prepayment financing facility and gold doré purchase, paving the way for commercial production.
Mission IR news breaks. Data Vault AI Incout announces strategic gold transaction and $150 million plus tokenization program with King Mining Capital. Data Vault AI announced a strategic transaction with King Mining Capital, including an equity stake, purchase of 20,000 ounces of gold bullion, and a $150 million plus Gold Vault TM tokenization program. The initiative leverages Data Vault AI's blockchain platform for digital ownership of gold-backed assets, expanding access to tokenized precious metals tied to production-based royalty streams.
Tech Media Breaks. Perpetuals.com Limited CEO to present at Emerging Growth Conference. Perpetuals.com Limited CEO Patrick Groon is set to speak at the Emerging Growth Conference on May 6, 2026 at 3:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Investors can join the live webcast and participate in a Q&A session with the CEO. Perpetuals.com is known for its AI-powered financial services and aims to provide secure and efficient trading experiences for retail users globally.
Tech Media Breaks, Planet Ventures Inc., OTC Pink, PNXPF. Featured on Tech Media Wire podcast highlighting space investment strategy. Tech Media Breaks reports that Planet Ventures Inc. was featured on the Tech Media Wire podcast discussing their space investment strategy. CEO Etienne Moshevich highlighted the company's growth in assets to around $20 million and plans to expand their portfolio and advisory team in 2026. The episode, released by IBN, aims to provide retail investors exposure to private space sector opportunities.
Mission IR news breaks. Greenland Energy Company closes $70 million public offering to fund Jameson land exploration. Greenland Energy Company has closed a $70 million public offering to fund exploration in Greenland's Jameson land basin. The proceeds will support the company's exploration plan, including procurement, materials, workforce mobilization, and logistics for drilling operations scheduled for October 2026.
Invitation to the earnings call of Zell Network SE. Publication of the quarterly statement Q1/201/202, ZEAL Network SE's CEO, Dr. Stefan Twerasser, and CFO Andrea Behrendt are inviting investors, analysts, and journalists to the earnings call for the quarterly statement Q1 2026 on May 6, 2026 at 10 a.m. CEST. To attend the webcast, register before the conference at the provided link. The presentation and quarterly statement will be available for download on the company's website. ZEL Network, SEE, is a leading German provider of online lotteries, offering a variety of games and services.
AE News Breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc. scales digital lending capabilities with new self-service feature. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage platform, has launched a self-service mortgage experience feature to simplify home financing. Borrowers can now explore loan options, model scenarios, and lock interest rates online. The platform allows for independent completion of several mortgage steps with a digital assistant named Bob available for questions. Beeline aims to revolutionize mortgage origination with speed and transparency.
Rock breaks. Mahunton Gold Corp. accelerates expiry of outstanding warrants all overnight. Mahunton Gold Corp. accelerated the expiry of outstanding warrants issued on September 1, 2023, after meeting the required trading price threshold over 20 consecutive days. The company set an accelerated expiry date of May 18, 2026, at 5 p.m. Toronto time. Holders must submit exercise documentation and payment before the deadline.
Charbonne announces closing of $10 million convertible loan, including $3 million initial tranche. Charbonne Corporation has closed a $10 million convertible loan facility with Riverfort Global Opportunities PCC Limited, with an initial drawdown of $3 million. The loan, structured for multiple drawdowns, aims to support Charbonne's hydrogen production facilities, capital expenditures, and growth initiatives. This strategic move aligns with the company's goal to expand its industrial gas platform across North America.
ES Gold Corp. eyes growing gold market with prices projected to hit $6,000 per ounce in 2026. ES Gold Corporation, a development stage company, remains optimistic about the 2026 gold market, as prices are expected to reach $6,000 per ounce. ES Gold Corp. iEncounter is the former company in the Gold Corp. Club. That's why people have analysts attribute this surge to geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty. ES Gold Corp. The company recently closed a $7.20 million offering to expedite the development of its Montauban project, seizing the opportunity for growth in the precious metal sector.
Mission IR News Breaks. D-Wave Quantum Inc. to report first quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on May 12, 2026. The company will release its financial results before market open and host a conference call at 8 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. For more information, visit D-Wave's Investor Relations website.
InVetch Holdings, Inc. signs an LOI for two more platforms. InVetch Holdings, Inc. has signed a letter of intent for the acquisition of two platforms in the brokerage, billing, and bridge space. These platforms, currently generating over $900,000 USD per year, are crucial for early revenue options. By purchasing these assets at $750,000 in equity plus $135,000 USD, InVetch Holdings Inc. aims to achieve revenue generation by the end of quarter two, positioning themselves for potential NASDAQ listing requirements.
Audi highlights $12 million financing as catalyst to unlock distributed AI data center value through merger acceleration. Audi Inc. announced a $12 million financing, positioning the company to accelerate the merger with Thramann Holdings. The merger will form McCarthy Finney, an AI holding company with a projected $250 million valuation. LT350, a distributed AI data center subsidiary, plays a significant role in this valuation. The financing marks a key step towards completing the merger and transitioning to McCarthy Finney. Pando Alt CEO Ralph Lafferty to be featured on FinTech TV. Pando Alt CEO Ralph Lafferty is set to appear on FinTech TV for a live interview on April 28 at 9:50 a.m. ET. The discussion will focus on Pando Alt's efforts to address fragmentation in private markets by enhancing onboarding, access, and execution processes. Lafferty will highlight the platform's role in simplifying private investments and improving connectivity for wealth managers, asset managers, and broker-dealers. Acceleron Annual General Meeting approves all board proposals. Acceleron Industries AG's Annual General Meeting approved all board proposals, including a 20% dividend increase to CHF $1.50 per share. Dr. Monica Krusi was elected as the new chair of the board of directors. Shareholders also approved the re-election and election of remaining board members. The dividend will be paid on May 8, 2026.
IUT Group reports unaudited 3M2026 results on 12 May 2026. Invitation to earnings webcast call on the same day. IUT Group will host an earnings webcast call on May 12, 2026 at 15 CST to discuss its unaudited 3M2026 results. CEO Tarmo Sild and CFO Crystal Kurvitz will present in English. Register for the webcast call on the company's website. IUT Group, a digital banking group in Southeast Europe, offers financial services through its MyUT app and local operations. Greenland Energy has priced a $70 million public offering of 17.5 million shares at $4 per share, with accompanying warrants exercisable at $5 per share over 5 years. The offering, expected to close on April 29, 2026, will provide funds for general corporate purposes, including working capital and operating expenses. Think Equity is the sole placement agent for the offering.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation completes a year of successful dividend payments, extends annual cash dividend to shareholders. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has completed a successful year of dividend payments to shareholders and will continue its annual cash dividend of $0.01 per share for the 2026 calendar year. Paid quarterly at a rate of $0.25 per share, the first payment will be distributed to shareholders of record on June 30, 2026. CEO Thomas Sauve expressed appreciation for the board's approval, highlighting the importance of returning capital to shareholders.
A news breaks. Soloin Holdings signs MOU with SC Ventures to incubate AI-powered payments platform AGENPAY.CE. Soloin Holdings and SC Ventures have signed a memorandum of understanding to collaborate on incubating AGENPAY, an AI-powered payments platform. The partnership aims to enhance payment systems by developing API retrieval capabilities, payment routing infrastructure, and ecosystem integrations. By combining AIG's AI and blockchain expertise with SC Ventures' global network, the goal is to improve efficiency, risk management, reduce transaction costs, and support agent-driven financial infrastructure evolution.
OnSettle raises $9 million Seed 2 led by Canopy Ventures to help banks win and activate business accounts with AI-guided workflows. OnSettle has secured $9 million in Seed 2 funding led by Canopy Ventures to assist banks in winning and activating business accounts with AI-guided workflows. And finally, the platform aims to streamline the transition of payroll, receivables, payables, and operating activity into new accounts, ultimately helping financial institutions establish primary relationships faster and drive sustainable deposit growth. CEO Cale Johnston emphasizes the importance of operational activity in business banking growth.
Investor news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. engages ICP Securities for automated market making services. Nikola Mining Inc. has engaged ICP Securities Inc. for automated market making services. The agreement, effective April 27, 2026, includes a monthly fee of $7,500. ICPE will use its ICP Premium TM algorithm to address short-term supply and demand imbalances in Nikola mining shares without performance-based compensation or third-party funding. Investor news breaks: Canemera Energy Metals Corp. files NI 43-101 report recommending Phase 1 drill program at Schreibert Lake. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. filed an NI 43-101 technical report recommending a Phase 1 drill program at its Schreibert Lake project in Ontario. The report outlines a 1,500-meter, 9-hole diamond drilling campaign across priority targets within the Schreibert Lake carbonatite complex. This supports advancing exploration in a prospective mining district where Canemera holds the right to earn up to a 90% interest.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.